Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective. Today, we're talking about something so frustrating and honestly, so common. Why you're not seeing results even when you feel like you're doing everything right. Have you ever been in that season when you're doing all the things? You're journaling, doing your affirmations, showing up for your goals, trying to be consistent, but you look around and think, why isn't anything changing? Maybe you're working on your confidence. Maybe you're healing old wounds. Maybe you're trying to finally stay consistent with healthy habits. But somehow, it still feels like you're stuck in the same place, like you're spinning your wheels and not moving. I see you, I feel you, and I was you. And I want you to hear me loud and clear. Just because you don't see the results yet doesn't mean they're not happening. You're not broken. You're not failing. You're just in the middle. And today, we're going to break this down together. Why you're actually not seeing the progress you want, the invisible things that might be slowing you down, and how to shift your mindset, your habits, and your expectations to finally start transforming your life. So go ahead, grab your matcha, coffee, or your Red Bull like me, get cozy, and let's get into this episode. Let's just go there. Let's be real. If you're pouring your heart into your growth journey, but not seeing the changes you want, there's usually something deeper going on. Here are some of the biggest things that could be blocking your progress. One, lack of consistency. It's not that you're not trying, it's just that inconsistency keeps resetting your progress. Remember this, tiny steps done daily will always beat giant leaps done occasionally. Number two, self-sabotage. If a part of you still believes you're not worthy of the life you want, you'll subconsciously pull back. This might look like procrastination, overthinking, avoiding opportunities, or accidentally quitting before the breakthrough. Ask yourself, what am I afraid will happen if I succeed? Three, busy does not equal productive. Sometimes we stay busy so we feel like we're doing enough, but we're not working on what truly matters. Spending all day organizing your planner isn't the same as healing your triggers, my girl, or following through on your goals. Four, you're not tracking your growth. You may be changing more than you realize, but because you're not writing it down or reflecting, it goes unnoticed. We want instant, visible results, but inner transformation doesn't show up in the mirror right away. So here's something that flipped my whole perspective. Transformation isn't something you rush, it's something you nurture. We live in a microwave results culture. We see people post their glow up or their six-figure business and assume it all happened fast. But we don't see the years of breakdowns, healing, crying on the bathroom floor, and rebuilding from scratch. So let me remind you, success is slow. Growth is gradual. Healing takes time. The fact that you're still showing up, that's proof of your strength. You're becoming her, even if you can't feel it yet. Ask yourself instead, what is this season trying to teach me? How can I honor my progress even when I don't see the results yet? Hey, love, real quick. If you're like me and obsessed with personal growth, but don't always have the time to sit and read, Audible is about to change your life. I've been listening to mindset books during my mornings and my drives, and honestly, it's been a whole self-care ritual lately. And right now, you can try Audible free for 30 days and even get your first book completely free. Just use my special link I left for you in the show notes. Seriously, girlfriend, treat yourself because your glow up deserves this. Now let's get practical. If you feel stuck, try these 5 steps to create real, visible momentum. Step 1, get honest about what's not working. Reflection is where transformation starts. Ask yourself, what have I actually been consistent with? Am I focused on impact or just effort? What patterns do I keep repeating? This self-check-in is where awareness begins. Step 2, commit to small, sustainable changes. Don't try to fix your whole life in 1 week. That just leads to burnout. Choose one habit to work on this week. Maybe it's a 10-minute walk. Maybe it's affirmations in the mirror. Maybe it's saying no when you need rest. Small changes compound into massive results. Step 3, track your progress. Even the invisible stuff. Keep a journal. Take voice memos. Write down how you're feeling. Reflect on questions like, what did I do this week that future me will thank me for? Or, how did I handle something better than I would have a year ago? This reminds your brain, yes, I am growing. Step 4, heal the root of your self-sabotage. A lot of us don't see the results because we keep doubting we're even capable. Start rewriting that inner voice. I am worthy of success. It's safe for me to grow. I don't have to earn rest, love, or joy. Rewire, reaffirm, and repeat. Step 5, detach from the timeline. Focus on the vision. You can't rush transformation, but you can trust it. Progress isn't always visible until one day it is. Keep watering the seeds. Your blooming is coming. I remember when I had just gotten divorced and I was pouring everything into healing and rebuilding. I was journaling, I was going to therapy, I was trying to stay consistent with routines, but I remember thinking, why do I still feel so broken? Why isn't anything getting better? But what I didn't realize was that the healing was happening. It wasn't loud, it wasn't dramatic, it was soft, quiet, unseen. It looked like me choosing peace over chaos. It looked like saying no to people who drained me. It looked like crying through a journal prompt instead of stuffing it down and bottling it up. And then one random day, I pulled out one of my old journals and I read back to an old journal entry from just 3 months earlier, and I barely recognized that version of me. Girl, that's when I realized I had changed. The way I spoke to myself was different. The way I handled triggers was healthier. I had more grace for my bad days. I wasn't perfect by any means, but I was progressing. And that, love, is everything. So if you take just one thing from today's episode, let it be this. The work you're doing right now is working. Even if it doesn't feel like it yet, keep going. Your glow up is loading. All right, my love, that's it for today's episode. If this episode gave you a little perspective shift or just reminded you that you're not alone, I want to hear about it. Screenshot this episode, share it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Glow Up Guide Collective. Tell me, what's one thing you're choosing to stay consistent with, even if the results aren't instant? And don't forget to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode of Glow Up Guide Collective. Until next time, remember, your transformation is already happening. Don't stop now. One small shift, one brave choice, one consistent action at a time, you are becoming her. You've got this, babe. I'm so proud of you. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.